it was so great. It really opened my eyes. I always knew I liked to be outside, but having the opportunity to work with a group of people who like to do a lot of the same things that I did, and that you could have a job where you were outside taking helicopters and hiking around in remote country and get paid for it, just really suited me. And so kind of just began pursuing that when I was in college as what to do in my summers. And then when I graduated, I had the opportunity to move to Oregon and actually lived in Bend for a year and worked, and then had the chance to move to Alaska after that.
And you've been here 25 years or so?
Yes.
Yeah. Why did you stay in Petersburg?
Well, when I was hired, RD, who was interviewing me, was kind of asking, like, are you okay with rain? What do you think about planes? What do you think about helicopters, boating, remote areas? And to me, that all sounded like yes. No doubt. Like, yes, I would like to do that. And I just showed up in Petersburg and was blown away. Where we got to work, the surrounding country, the community was very welcoming. I just felt really lucky to land here. And as I, you know, proceeded through my seasonal years where I was working part-time and then, you know, traveling basically in my winters, this is where I always wanted to come back to. So I stayed.
Is there something that you've found out, because you've only been doing this for, you know, a couple of weeks at this point, is there something that you've discovered that you didn't anticipate that surprised you about the job?
I don't think anything has surprised me, just because I had worked on the district at the district level for so long. But I think some things that I figured were true are true, that you're very busy. There's a lot of different folks that you need to be communicating with. The level of communication is really, I think, the thing that I have to keep in the front of my mind, that no matter how much you feel like you're communicating, you're probably not communicating enough. And so communicate more.
Yeah. What are you most excited about moving forward?
Well, I'm really excited to be back working at the district level, having worked at the forest level and then obviously working off forest for a few years. It does feel like coming home for sure. Even having been living in Petersburg, coming back to the district itself feels really comfortable, and it feels like where I'm supposed to be. So hopefully that proves true. And yeah, I think that is one of the biggest positives, is that I have worked enough different kinds of jobs at different levels that I knew the district was where I wanted to be.
Yeah. Tell me about your most perfect day as a district ranger. What would it involve?
Oh, my gosh. Well, my most perfect day, I would say, would be the opportunity to go out in the field and to visit or help with one of the field projects that are ongoing on the district. So maybe a boat ride somewhere remote, maybe heading to a nice beach or helping the wilderness folks and getting to go maybe over to the Wrangell District, but down to Laconi Bay or something to do some monitoring. That's always nice.
Would you bring your camera?
I would bring my camera. And when I was a seasonal for the Forest Service, when I first moved here, I remember, you know, it was all film back then, and having a Tupperware container in my little tiny camera that I'd always have with me in my pack. And so that was always really fun, because when I think of photography, obviously being really inspired by the landscape, but having the opportunity to have worked and accessed so many places that I probably wouldn't have gone, maybe, especially in my younger years, prior to having a boat, being able to do that through work was just really an eye-opening experience. And it created a real tie, I think, additionally to this place.
Do you think that you would have gotten into photography in the same way if you hadn't been working for the Forest Service?
I don't know. It's a good question, because, yeah, I feel like a lot of working for a land management agency like the Forest Service, there is that common tie of the love of the land that you're living and working on. And so I think that eye for photography would have been there, but I definitely think that tie to the land really pushed it along.